I'm now joined on the Fifth Quarter Show by Marcus Wolf, head coach of the Northwest Hughesville Mustangs. And Coach, you match up with a pretty good Rich Hill team tonight. Can you tell us how that game went?
Early on, some of it's just our young and inexperienced. Our kids are playing hard, but, we gave them a couple plays. We come back and score. They scored again. We kind of went back and forth just a little bit, and then they got a couple of scores, and halftime score got a little carried out in the second quarter, but we were down 12-68 at half, which I know sounds bad, but, sometimes an eight-man, all it takes is missing one tackle or one kid blows a coverage, and there's no one else there to help. But second half, we played a lot better, so we were happy for that.
Well, your offense scoring 28 points. How'd they do that? What was the recipe to success on offense?
Most of our success was in the air, and again, we continue to work that. We've got a freshman quarterback at the moment, and he had a nice night, 16 of 30 for 888 yards, three touchdowns. Two of those went to his brother, Cody Bamlo. The younger one is Tanner, and Cody had seven catches for 76 yards, a couple touchdowns. Dayton Martin, one of our junior kids, finally got on the board, had a big, nice catch and run for 53 yards and a touchdown. And Nick Crosswhite, our sophomore tight end, actually had a couple of runs, and one of those he ran in a touchdown.
It's got to be pretty encouraging to see those kids playing well, especially late in their freshman and sophomore years, as they'll get bigger and stronger and better throughout the season. This is kind of getting to the point to being important football, so that's got to be pretty encouraging to see that.
It is, and our kids are responding to that. I mean, we've got three seniors. Last week we lost one senior to a separated shoulder for the season, and a junior that was our number one tackler with a dislocated wrist. So we were playing pretty shorthanded, and then we've also had we kept one kid out. He's got a little bit of a leg, hip kind of thing, and we just wanted to be cautious with him for another week. And he's a starter and one of our better players. And so being down three of our top guys really put us in a tough place, but we had some freshmen, some sophomores and stuff, step up, and one of our juniors, and they are getting better and more experience, which we keep telling our kids, 365 days from now, this is going to be, a whole different critter. So,
all right, you mentioned three of those kids being injured. Is there a chance they'll be back next week and ready to go for the matchup against Liberal and districts?
Of the three of them, John and Mason will both be out. The one we should get back is Pearson Titchener. He's a 6'2 sophomore that can run, jump, catch, throw. He's played quarterback for us. He's played wide receiver. He's all over the place on defense. So, I mean, it's a big deal when he was out too, but we hope to get him back for next week's game, our district game. We're going down to Liberal. We were ahead of them for three quarters a couple of weeks ago. We ended up losing 32-22, but he was not able to play in that game, so they haven't seen him play. They don't have much film or won't have any film on him, really. And he could help us out, maybe the deciding factor.
That's got to be encouraging to go into that game knowing that your team's going to be competitive, especially when you're down a player like you mentioned. What are some things you're going to address in practice and have your team ready for Liberal next week?
Well, we've got to stop their run. They are a run-heavy team, which a lot of these schools are. We're gonna continue to work on our craft and trade. We ran the ball decent tonight, and we'll do that. But they are susceptible to some passing, and that's what we were successful a couple of weeks ago with. So we will stay working on those kind of things, and just get everybody to execute. We preach execute every day. We break the huddle with X for execute. We need these young kids to step up, and the experience they've gotten all year hopefully pays off. It's kind of rare that a six seed plays a three seed, but we played them close a couple of weeks ago, so who knows.
And that was Marcus Wolf, head coach of the Northwest Hughesville Mustangs. They fall 76-28 to Rich Hill tonight.